He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, August the 14th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're out of the gate this morning. The gates have opened. They've sprung open, and we've taken a little bit of a green kind of a start here so far. We're up a little bit. The Dow is up 10 points right now. 16,661 is where we sit right now on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And at least as of last Friday, the Dow remains in the fifth month, 65 straight months of bull. The primary trend remains up. That's synonymous with a bull market, and it hasn't come to an end yet, although it has stalled out, obviously, here in 2014, as the Dow is basically flat for the year. The S&P 500 is up 3 points this morning. The S&P is at 1,949, and at least the last time I wrote the newsletter, which was a week ago, the S&P was still in the 65th month of its primary uptrend, which is a bull market. I've been in it the whole time. I don't plan on staying in it the entire my lifetime. I plan on at some point backing out, because this bull will come to an end, but I continue to ride it for all it's worth. I'll be writing the newsletter here this week, getting it out by Friday. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to get the newsletter coming to you every weekend. The NASDAQ is up a scant 3 points right now at 44.36. It remains in its five-year, five-month-old bull market. Gold, 13.15, little rally this week. Crude oil, 97.06. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, what's going on in the world right now? What isn't going on in the world right now? We continue to track the events, the geopolitical events. You know, sometimes they kind of get buried. You got to search a little bit for them. I don't know if the media doesn't want us to see these events. Instead, they want us to know what Justin Bieber's doing, or Jennifer Aniston, or any one of these celebs. And in the meantime, there's stuff going on that we should know about. Well, the jobless claims this week weren't good. In fact, I would say most of the news we heard on the U.S. economy was not very good this week. And it centers around the consumer, which I've been saying for quite some time now, I don't have much faith in the consumer right now, and the consumer doesn't have much faith in the economy right now. And I continue to name names of many consumer stocks, consumer discretionary stocks, where consumers are supposed to spend that discretionary income that feels so good in your pocket. That discretionary income that leads you to a buying spree on the weekends to celebrate your good fortune in this economy right now, they're not spending it. You're not spending it. You must not feel that confident about the economy right now. We had evidence earlier this week from Macy's. That was a big one. I mean, Macy's has really navigated well through this economy over the last several years. And that is one sharp CEO that runs Macy's. And when he finally says, you know what, our customers don't feel real good about the economy right now, that really makes me sit up and take notice and wonder how much longer this bull market has in it, because the consumer is very important to the economy. And yet when you hear the numbers, you know, GDP and the job situation, and when you hear the numbers for coming from government, they make it sound like the economy's doing real well. And yet you've got a real sharp CEO who really knows the consumer and really knows his industry and knows his business and knows what's going on and how much each consumer is spending and what the traffic is like at each and every store, really has a very sensitive feel to what's going on in the economy. And he didn't like what he saw in his report this week from Macy's. And we get more evidence today from Walmart. I mean, if people aren't shopping at Walmart, where are they shopping? Even Walmart is saying, you know what? The consumer's spending less and our traffic is down at our stores. And Walmart has guided lower for the eighth straight quarter. You know, I mean, there's a good example of what is not a best stock now. Walmart was once a fast-growing company. But once a company is in every nook and cranny in the world with their big mega stores, there's nowhere else to build their mega stores. Then they start filling in with smaller stores, and then they start filling in with online presence, and they still can't grow. Well, it makes you wonder, you know, is it a best stock now? No, it ended up being a best stock now about 10 years ago. I have not owned Walmart for 10 years. Just for fun, let's just take a quick look at how Walmart has performed here recently. Is Walmart even close to being a best stock now? Let's see where the app ranks it. Comes in at number 2,023 out of 3,857. Over the last 12 months, the market's up 15%. Walmart is down 1%. If we look at the last 10 years, or even the last 5 years, Walmart has underperformed the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, Walmart has delivered 11% per year to investors, which you may not think is bad, but the S&P's delivered 14% with a whole lot less risk because you're more diversified owning the S&P. And Walmart is no longer a double-digit grower. It's growing by just 8%. Is what it's expected to grow by over the next 5 years. It's trading at 13 times forward earnings. That's about where it ought to be trading. It's not cheap. It's not expensive. It's just a dull, non-best stock now. I like stocks that are growing. So we get more evidence that the consumer is not exactly the consumer that the government reports are painting the consumer to be. They're telling us that things have never been better, and they're only getting better. And yet Macy's doesn't see it, Walmart doesn't see it, even McDonald's doesn't see it. Sales are down on their dollar menu. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Well, we'll just have to keep our eyes on this. As I said, the bull market's still intact. I still track it every single week in my newsletter. I'll be writing my newsletter. I'll be getting it out this Friday. If you want to get on the newsletter mailing list, look, it's kept you in the market for the last 5.5 years. How valuable has that been? The market has tripled during that time. And I don't plan on going another 5.5 years invested in the market, because at some point in time, the economy is going to start to slide and peel over. Europe, we get more evidence out of Europe today. No growth for the last 3 months. No growth. Yesterday it was Japan, -6.8%. Why? They raised their sales tax. Yeah, they had to read the book, How to Kill an Economy 101. If there was such a book, who's the economic advisor that went to the premier of Japan and said, I know how to spur this economy. Let's raise the sales tax. Their first quarter of this year, down 6.8%. And it's making them start to wonder if they should go ahead with that next sales tax increase, which is scheduled for October. Maybe they should study the Laffer curve, which I'm a believer in. I think higher taxes take money out of the economy. I'd rather have the money being spent at Macy's and Walmart and McDonald's myself than on food stamps. But that's just me. You may have different thoughts. I just know what it does to the economy. The evidence is everywhere. Look at Japan for your most recent example of what a big tax hike does to the economy. Meanwhile, jobless claims not real good this week. And that convoy headed for Donetsk, Russia, of humanitarian aid, why is there heavy shelling being heard as these trucks approach the Ukrainian border? And why is Putin telling the Russian people to mobilize if it's all that's in those trucks is humanitarian aid? I still think it's a Trojan horse, a bunch of Trojan horses. Heavy shelling being heard from humanitarian trucks approaching Donetsk? This world is crazy right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Wow, we've had a lot of articles. We had a backlog of articles that were out there that it's just the editors at the websites that it's up to them to do the final editing and get them posted. And we had a flood of them hit yesterday, two on thestreet.com. I believe one was on Disney, a stock that I like, that I own. How can Disney be a best stock now, you say? Because it's hitting new all-time highs right now at $88 per share. It's never seen a level that high. Let's not forget that Disney is not just a theme park. It's a massive franchise with movies and even ESPN, the SEC conference, which is almost as big as the NFL these days. And Disney continues to hit new highs. You can read my article on Disney on thestreet.com. We had an article on Magellan Midstream Partners. You know, we lack pipelines here in the U.S. In fact, we're carrying a lot of oil by rail, which is not the most efficient way, nor the safest way to carry it. Railroads have a way of coming off the tracks and, you know, causing little spills and stuff. Let's not forget that the U.S. is going to make most of the railroad cars that carry the oil. They got to be retrofitted or they got to use brand new cars because the regulators are stepping in to safeguard the public from derailments. And that's boosting these companies like Greenbrier that make railroad cars. They're going to see a flood of new business. American Railcar, ARII, is another one. The rail cars are doing well, but in the meantime, Magellan Midstream Partners is one of those companies that has a pipeline that brings in a lot of money. And I wrote an article on Magellan Midstream Pipeline Partners, a company that I've, a stock that I have had a triple in since I bought it a couple of years ago, and I think it still has good upside potential. You can find that article, I believe, on MarketWatch. Then we had another Street.com article, and I believe it was on how I predict that the emerging markets will outperform the U.S. markets over the next several years because they have a lot of catching up to do. So you can find those articles. I'm a regular contributor every single week to thestreet.com, to MarketWatch, and also to Seeking Alpha, where I have a couple articles every single week, and also Town Hall Finance, which is now picked us up and is carrying our articles. We had an article there, I believe, on the current state of the bull market at Town Hall Finance. And then sometimes those articles end up on Morningstar, on Yahoo Finance. You never know. They take on a life of their own. One I wrote up recently, and one that I own in my aggressive growth accounts, it's a stock that was in my book, Best Stocks Now, at a much lower price than where it is today. This stock has probably doubled since it was in the book, is a company that is headquartered in, I always like to see where they're, Woburn, Massachusetts. Imagine there's a lot of Red Sox fans there working for Skyworks Solutions. Sounds like a company that makes fireworks for the 4th of July. But no, they manufacture analog mixed-signal ICs, amplifier, attenuators, detectors, diodes, couplers, mixers, and demodulators. Sounds like stuff that goes inside of a smartphone, and there's a lot of smartphones out there. This is now a $10 billion company. When I discovered it back in 2011, I believe it was about a $5 billion company. And now it's a $10 billion company, and it just continues to grow. Who says the U.S. doesn't make anything anymore? Skyworks in Woburn, Massachusetts seems to be doing just fine with their semiconductor production. In fact, let's take a look. Let's quantify just how well they have been doing. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. This is one of the premier. This is, if you went to the sushi bar, I mean, this is the one that everybody wants. This is the bluefin tuna that they paid $300 a pound for. Here's the performance. Over the last 10 years, Skyworks has delivered 22% per year while the market has delivered 6% per year. It's almost quadrupled their returns, and obviously there's no guarantees going forward that the stock will continue to outperform the market, but those are some pretty good numbers that it's put up over the years. Over the last 5 years, Skyworks has delivered 37% per year, almost, again, triple the returns of the market. While the market's delivered 14, Skyworks has delivered 37, and that's not including any dividend. There's no dividends here. Over the last 3 years, 35% per year, and over the last 12 months, it's had its best year, I believe, in the history of the company. The stock is up 119%, while the market's up 15%. And if you want more detail and more color on what the stock does, on what the company does for a living, and what their who their customers are and who they make parts for, again, a little Google search, Bill Gunderson, Skyworks, and you can read the research report that we put out recently on the company that delves into exact niche of the economy that they swim in. Over the last 3 months, the stock is up 27% while the market's up 2. It gets a performance grade of A, and it gets a momentum grade of A. And I know what you're saying. It must be trading at a sky-high price, this Skyworks. You know, in fact, the article that I wrote, last time I looked, it had about 15,000 page views. So there's obviously a lot of people that are aware of this stock. And you would think that with all of this popularity and with all of these returns that this company has delivered, that it's got to be really, really triple-digit type expensive. Not even. It's trading at 13.8 times forward earnings. That's just simple math. The stock currently trading at $54. They're expected to make about $4 in earnings next year. That works out to a forward P.E. ratio of 13.8. And that is less than the growth rate that's expected out of the company over the next 5 years. It's expected to grow by 18% per year. That gives it a PEG ratio of under 1 at 0.76. I have a $98 target price on the stock. People thought I was crazy back in 2011 when I said it had the potential to double over the next few years, and it did. I think it can double again, but I make no guarantees, no claims. There's a lot. This is a volatile industry. A big customer can say, you know what, we're going over and getting our chips somewhere else. But Skyworks seems to have carved out a pretty good little niche right now. Out of 3,857 stocks, it's currently ranked number 7 in my database. I mean, 3 months ago, it was number 13, and 6 months ago, it was also in my top 200. SWKS, not a recommendation, but an example of a stock that I consider to be a best stock now, and I like it so much that we own it here at Gunderson Capital Management in our aggressive growth accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a week from today, we'll be at the San Francisco Money Show. That's in downtown San Francisco at the Union Square Hyatt. No, Hyatt? Hilton. The Union Square Hilton. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll have a booth. We'll be showing off our app a little bit, the Best Stocks Now app. And introducing it to the folks at the Money Show. They may not be aware of it, but it's one of the top grossing financial apps in the world. It's been as high as number 2 recently on the iTunes Store. It's a unique little device that combines momentum with value. And every day, these examples that I give come right from the app, and I show you how go through the numbers of how it meets not only the value criteria, but the momentum performance criteria. And let's not forget the technical criteria, which I also adhere to. I am a very very aggressive technician looking at the 20-day moving averages. But I keep it simple. I just look at a one-year chart, try to watch for those trend reversals and whatnot. And then on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., I will be speaking for 1 hour. That's a free get-together. It is limited capacity room, I think 60 to 80 people. We've got a lot of sign-ups already, in addition to the folks that will already be there. But you can come to my workshop at 9 a.m. You can call us here at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at pwstreet.com to sign up and reserve spots for the workshop. I'll also be speaking at 10 a.m. in the Master Investor Symposium. That's a pay type of deal. I don't know. That's the money show's deal. They charge extra for that to see some of the money managers, professional money managers that will be there. And I'll be one of the ones speaking at 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. So that's at the San Francisco Money Show, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. You know, we talked in the first half about the consumer. That's a big part of our economy. Like 80% of our economy depends upon the consumer. And we continue to see one retail stock after another collapse. And this week, the evidence came in the way of two big, big retailers who have boots on the ground, who I'm sure have as good a metrics as anybody has on the habits and behavior of the consumers visiting their stores. And we hear from Macy's, Terry Lundgren, very good CEO, that things aren't going well with his customers, which I suppose you could say would be a step up from the Walmart customer. You say, well, then, if people aren't shopping at Macy's, they must be spending their money at Walmart. And we find out from Walmart that their traffic is down, that their growth was flat, and they've guided down for the eighth straight quarter. And it's not just here in the United States of America, but it's also in Europe. Europe just reported a quarter of zero growth. Zero growth. They are feeling the impact of Putin's wrath or Putin's expansionism the most. Putin's, whatever he's doing over there, it seems like he's got a little trick, little plan up his sleeve, because now there's heavy firing coming from those humanitarian trucks that are approaching Donetsk. We'll see where that ends up. He seems to do his dirty stuff over the weekend when the people aren't watching the news feed, or aren't watching their stocks or breaking news on CNBC. Instead, they're out golfing or fishing or at the mall or whatever, while Putin is expanding his territory little by little. And that's having an impact. You know, he shut off the imports from Europe. No more French cheese in Russia. You're going to have to get by with their cheese, which I'm sure is not as good. No more chicken from the United States. Instead, that tainted Chinese stuff that McDonald's won't take, or Kentucky Fried Chicken won't serve, because it's making their customers sick. Go ahead, Mr. Putin. Have fun with that in your Kung Pao chicken, or in your borscht. And, you know, the economy, I don't know. Japan, minus 6.9%. So if you think raising the sales tax is the answer, it sure was a hard lesson for Japan to learn. Tough. Minus 6.9% out of their economy. And now they may back down from their next sales price hike. You know, we don't really get numbers out of Mexico, but the last time I was down there, they had just put in place a huge sales tax increase on these people that are already struggling to make ends meet, and now the government wants more from them. So, hey, Whatever. Okay, well, in the meantime, we try to find good stocks. Walmart is not a good stock. It's not a best stock now, and it hasn't been. I haven't owned a share of Walmart. I can't remember. I've got to be 10 years. And I know Buffett's a big holder of Walmart because he can only buy big stocks now. He can't buy the smaller, faster-growing companies. He's now a $200 billion market cap firm at Berkshire Hathaway, which limits his hand now to large, really big, mega cap companies like ExxonMobil and Walmart, etc. And at the same time, we continue to find some growth stocks in what's a tough market this year. Last year, we had grease skids, didn't we? We had the wind at our back, and we made the most of it. And this year, it's tough. You've got a Dow that's down about 1% on the year, an S&P that's up just a few points on the year, a NASDAQ that's up just a few points, an S&P or a small cap market that's actually down this year. And yet, there are companies that continue to buck the trend. One of the areas that has really been puzzling here recently has been the drop in oil prices, which now about $96 per barrel. It's come down from $96 from $107 per barrel. And that's benefiting some companies, and it's obviously hurting a lot of the oil producers and a lot of the oil equipment companies. But I still am long-term bullish on oil. I just don't see how you can't be. With all of the turmoil in the world, and from time to time there's going to be sell-offs in the oil patch, and it's basically based on inventories and drawdowns and supply builds and all of this and that. It's still a supply-demand equation that oil marches to, but in the short term here, oil is in a pullback mode. Oil, there's too much supply right now, and we've got to work off that supply. And then, of course, it goes right back, and the pendulum swings back to, uh-oh, we had a big drawdown in oil. Or if any one of these hot spots in the world increase, and I see them all increasing myself, I don't see Putin backing down from Ukraine. I see him moving in little by little. Maybe it'll be a massive invasion. I don't know. That would be put upwards pressure on oil, in my opinion. And I just don't know that Hamas and Israel are going to sit down and smoke the peace pipe. It seems to me like that could very well get worse before it gets better. And now we're getting messages from ISIL that they're coming to America. Maybe they're coming through the Texas border. I don't know. But they're hell-bent on car bombs in America and their brand of fundamental Islamism to America. Convert or else. I don't see how that wouldn't have upwards pressure on oil. We'll just have to see where it goes. But right now it's in a pullback, and that's helping the trucking companies. And I continue to own in my aggressive growth accounts Old Dominion Freight Lines, ODFL. Which is a $5.6 billion company. Okay, Gunderson, prove to me that it has that combination of performance and value. Well, the performance is A. It's one of the top performing stocks in the market over the last 10 years, 23% per year. Over the last 5 years, 31% per year. Over the last 3 years, 44% per year. Over the last 12 months, 42% performance grade A. Momentum grade B+. It's kind of been quiet for the last couple of months, but with this drop in oil prices now, it's starting to take off again. PEG ratio is 1. That's not so expensive. Its PE ratio, forward PE ratio right now matches its growth rate. Out of 3,857 stocks, it comes in at number 21 in my proprietary ranking system, and it's a stock I own in my aggressive growth accounts. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I thought I would just preview this week's newsletter a little bit, especially the sectors of the market right now, because this is really important. I mean, there really hasn't been any one sector that has really dominated the market this year, other than the emerging markets, which is a pretty broad, not really a sector. But it is a sector of, you know, the investing world. It is a slice of the investing world. But as I look at the sectors right now, the one that really stands out to me, and I have been increasing my exposure there once again, is the internet, or not the internet, the biotech sector. We'll talk about the internet sector next. The biotech sector, oh, there's been a lot of biotech breakouts here recently. Gilead Sciences, for instance, continues to hit new highs. Biogen continues to behave very well. Celgene continues to behave very, very well. I added one to my newsletter yesterday, not only to my newsletter, but to my accounts that I manage here. You'll see that in the newsletter this weekend. I added it in my aggressive growth accounts. I've had good luck with this stock in the past. It's a major player of upcoming biotechs. It has based here for the last several months, and now it's starting to break out to the upside. I caught it yesterday. It's following through today with its breakout. The biotech sector is the number one sector in the market once again, believe it or not. And if you say, well, what would happen if the market really turned over here and this bull came to a screeching halt? Well, believe it or not, the biotechs held up quite well back in 2008. When the market was down 38%, the biotechs were only down 12% as a sector, and there were actually a lot of individual winners. You can see how that might be, because no matter how bad the economy is, if a biotech comes up with a new cure for something, doesn't matter what the economy is doing, that's going to be a big winner. And there's been a lot of major moves. I saw Intercept yesterday, pharmaceuticals breakout. On news there, I saw another one, Intermune, ITMN, breaking out yesterday as a possible acquisition target. And as I said, I made a major purchase yesterday. I pulled the trigger on a, let's see, what's the market cap? It's not a small cap biotech, the ones that Janet Yellen hates so much over there at the Fed. I think it's a large cap biotech. And almost $9.5 billion in market capitalization, and it's breaking out again. We discovered this stock in our app when it was about $7 or $8, and now it's $126 per share. I'm back into that one. The biotech sector, once again, you know, it just seems to be one that's not highly correlated to the economy. The sectors that are the most highly correlated to the economy, in my opinion, is the consumer sector, consumer discretionary, American Eagle, Target stores, Abercrombie and Fitch, The Limited, Bed Bath and Beyond, Macy's. Those are the ones that are correlated to the economy. And when you see the consumer all of a sudden starting to hold on to his wallet a little tighter, you see it first show up in the consumer stocks, which we're seeing right now. I don't own any consumer stocks, and I haven't for a long time, for about a year. And they were the kings a couple years ago, as we came out of recession and stocks like TJ Maxx and Ross Stores and Tractor Supply were flying. Not anymore. And instead, you know, there's a lot of sectors that aren't as correlated to the economy. The other, and one of those is the biotech sector. But still, I believe in buying the very best stocks within the biotech sector. The other sector that's coming on again is the internet sector. And believe it or not, the internet sector today, it's not so much real high tech. It's Priceline, you know, which sells travel online. It's Facebook, you know, which isn't super high tech or anything, but that's a big chunk of the internet sector. And of course, Google and stocks like that. The internet stocks are actually doing quite well again. I've even watched some of the smaller ones that I used to own, like Yelp, have a very good day, had a very good week. And I also noticed, well, you had Priceline buy out OpenTable recently, which is a internet stock. We've seen a little bit of a rebound in Twitter here recently. In fact, quite a good rebound in Twitter recently. So the internet stocks and the biotech stocks, the two leaders from last year, are right now back on top of the sector race, of the sector rankings in the market. I track 70 sectors in the market every week, and that's critical. And if you look at your portfolio and you see Walmart and Target and Macy's and all of these favorite stocks of the big wirehouse firms, man, I'm just here to tell you that's not the place to be in the market right now, and I just don't see a very good future for those stocks as the economy, you know, maybe the expansion has peaked here, and now maybe we're starting to contract, at least if you watch the behavior of the consumer right now. And I know, consumer confidence numbers, all-time highs. Well, ask Terry Lundgren, CEO of Macy's, how it's working out at his store. If he sees all-time highs in consumer confidence. If he did, he'd see people lining up at 7 a.m. on Saturday for the big half-price sale. That's not happening right now, and it's not happening at Walmart, and it's not happening at the dollar menu of McDonald's. So anyways, I preach and preach and preach of being in the right place at the right time and out of the wrong place at the wrong time, and that consumer sector is one of the worst places to be. And the biotech and internet sectors are one of the best places to be. You can track it every week in my newsletter, pwstreet.com. We send out thousands of newsletters, and I'm sending them out now on Friday, so you'll have all weekend to peruse it at your leisure. And I also track the asset classes and the countries around the world, the indexes. That's become critical. As the foreign stocks, as the emerging markets, the international markets are now outpacing the U.S. market, it would seem to be that money is leaving the U.S. and it's chasing money around the world, areas around the world that show more promise right now. And, of course, we're money managers. That's my main job here at Gunderson Capital Management. I handle that part of the company. We are 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.